I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Ladies and gentlemen, please take your seats. The show is about to begin.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in.
The show.
Yes, we certainly do hope you enjoy the show, because if you don't enjoy the show, you won't be back, and we want you back. Here at the very top of the program, you know, they call it the top of the program because it's right at the beginning. I'm not sure why they call it the top, because it's really an electronic recording. How do you have a top? Anyway, bottom line is that you may have think to yourselves, has Dr. Bill forgotten about the giveaway? What about the 100th podcast mugs that he was giving away? You're absolutely right. I forgot to mention them over the last several weeks of podcast, but now I am. If you want a free mug, yes, you do. I'm sure you want a free mug. You need to click on the link that is no longer on the front of the web page. See, there's the problem. So, for those of you that want a free mug, let me put it this way. They want to enter the contest to get the free mug. You will have to go to my website, drbill.cc, or for those of you that want to go to very long URLs,
thecomputercurmudgeon.com.
Yes, indeed. It'll take you to the same website, but it's a longer URL, and it's longer to type. thecomputercurmudgeon.com. However, drbill.cc is short, quick, and will get you to the same web page through the miracle of technology. Okay, anyway, bottom line is you go to drbill.cc. You look at the top of the page on the right-hand side in the blue sidebar thingy, and you find the search box. In the search box, you type mug. I'll try it myself to be sure that it works. Mug. Click search. And sure enough, the first entry that has mug in it, perhaps one of the few that has mug in it, will be the mug we're talking about. The 100th anniversary official celebratory mug. And it says, enter the contest in big bold type. You click that, and you fill out the little form, send me an email via that form, and you will be entered to win the mug. There's two of them, actually, and we already have several entries. But I wanted to get a few more before selecting randomly through the process of randomization the official two winners. There you go. All right, so anyway, I wanted to mention that right at the top of the podcast, because if I don't, I'll forget again, and that would be bad. Okay. Anyway, how about some geek culture? Wait, before we do the geek culture, let me mention that we still have the amazing offers that we're offering through the website, which is go to my PC, 1 month, 1 full month, 30 days of free use of GoToMyPC. If you click on the little ad banner thingy there on the sidebar of drbill.cc, upper right-hand corner. I had to think about it a second, because right and left, those are difficult concepts. So anyway, go to the right-hand top of the sidebar, click on the GoToMyPC doohickey, And then you will be able to get your 30 days free trial of GoToMyPC, and I would greatly appreciate it. And it's awesome software made by Citrix Systems, and as I've mentioned before, I'm a Citrix System Administrator, and I'm down with them. They are awesome. Matter of fact, our Citrix rep came by work yesterday, and we got to have a nice little conversation about them acquiring ZenSource. Dude, I told him, are you trying to go head-to-head directly with VMware? And they were like, dude, yeah, that's what we're up to. I was like, whoa. Anyway, so they're awesome, and they got guts. You got to appreciate that. So anyway, go to my PC. Check it out. It rocks. And lest we forget, if you scroll all the way to the bottom, see, top and bottom, those are easier concepts than right and left. Go to the bottom, and at the bottom of the page, you will find a GoDaddy.com banner. Click on that, and you'll get 10% off hosting on GoDaddy.com, and you'll be able to register domain names really inexpensively. It's awesome. Yes. Anyway, what was I talking about before I did the advertisements that keep Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon going? Geek culture! That's right! Thank you for mentioning that there, Fred. He's out there somewhere. P-H-R-E-D, Fred. And occasionally he whispers in my ear, it was geek culture, Doc. What are you, just you forget everything? Anyway, so today we have some geek culture that is very cool, and something I'm sure all of us at one time or another have probably said to ourselves. You have probably used your computer and gone, this stupid computer is too slow. I can't do what I want it to do. And so Dave C. wrote a song about that very issue.
Tiger Direct, what's going on? Yeah, my PC just won't turn on. And even if it does, I still can't game. Well, maybe solitaire if it's having a good day. There's something I think you should know. My computer sucks, you see. I really need a core to do OPC. My computer sucks to the worst degree. Like my 14-inch CRT. I had to get glasses so I could see. My memory is low. My hard drive's out of space. My motherboard exploded in my face. My computer sucks, you see. I really need that core to do OPC. My computer sucks to the worst degree. My computer sucks to the worst degree.
There you go, Dave C. with My Computer Sucks, to the worst degree. And by the way, if you want to see Dave sing that, you can go to YouTube, YouTube.com, and do a search for My Computer Sucks, and you'll find the video to go with the audio that I just played, and it's kind of odd. Of course, we like odd. That's why we play it. Anyway, you realize, of course,
this podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network.
TechPodcasts.com.
If it's tech, it's here.
Yes, indeed, the Tech Podcast Network. I tell you, there's a lot of stuff happening at the Tech Podcast Network, and there are many great tech podcasts for you there, including the Mac Review Cast.
The Mac Review Cast with Tim Verporten is the podcast for new and experienced Mac users to find great software, hardware, and websites that will make using your Mac special. Tim looks at the best Mac freeware of the week and then talks to guests from around the Mac community with their reviews. You can find everything you need at the website at www.macreviewcast.com. And Tim loves to read your reviews and recommendations, so email him at surfbits@gmail.com. You'll always walk away with something new from the podcast. Give it a listen today. The Mac Review Cast at macreviewcast.com. Or check us out on iTunes. The Mac Review Cast.
You know, he has a good point there. You can check his podcast out on iTunes, but you can also check out Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon on iTunes as well. We're just about everywhere. Matter of fact, just last week I posted my first DrBill.tv video blog to YouTube. So now we're on YouTube, we're on iTunes, we're on Podcast Pickle, we're on podcast.net or whatever it is. I can't even remember all the places that I've put it. But at any rate, we're all over the internet. It's just smeared all over the internet like jam on toast. That makes us kind of internet people, doesn't it? By the way, that's another weird video you can watch. It's a Frederator video. I just about played it on the podcast, but the visuals are so necessary to really appreciate it that I think I might try to play part of it at least on the video netcast that will also be available today. As you hear this podcast, it will be available. How's that for amazing? Anyway, so, what we want to do now, you see, is the Game Master segment. And so, without further ado, let's go straight into the Game Master segment. Oops, I clicked off the microphone while I was still talking. That's a bad thing to do. Let's not do that again, shall we? Yes.
Not a video game.
Not a video game. That sounds odd. Why
different?
Wouldn't you be talking about a video game?
Because I have a different game to talk about.
But it's still a game.
Yes.
Thus, Game Master.
Right.
Yeah. Don't you ever get tired of games?
No.
I see. Kind of like I never get tired of computers and tech.
Apparently.
All right, so what's this game?
It is a board game.
So, why would you play a game that bores you?
First, that doesn't follow. A board game, one would assume, is a game that is bored.
Okay, so you bored the game.
No.
And a now board it's game, really tired.
A board game, for those of you who have been living under a rock for the last few centuries, is a game...
You think that's funny, huh?
Uh-huh. Is a game that is played on a board.
It's an allusion to a stupid commercial, by the way, just in case you're wondering. Okay. So it's cardboard.
No.
No?
In this case, it's actually plastic.
Plastic.
You actually build your own board.
Plastic. You build it?
Yes.
Tools?
No.
No.
They have little...
Legos.
Hexagonal segments that shape... Bleh.
Legos?
No. They fit together and on top of each other and all that good stuff. Anyway.
I see.
It's called Heroescape.
Heroescape.
Came out, you know, a couple years back. It's kind of an old game, but they're still coming out with expansion packs and stuff for it, so it's still cool.
So you can expand it.
Yes.
And then allow it to take over your floor.
Yes.
And it just keeps growing and growing organically. I confused
no.
you. Okay, so, yeah. There's this game, and it's plastic, and you plug it together, and it takes over your floor. What else is good about it?
You get these little figurines that represent your characters, along with cards that tell you things like how far they can move, how many dice you roll when they attack, etc., etc.
Uh-huh.
Then, they fight.
The little figurines?
Yes.
They have batteries?
No.
Wow. Kind of cool that they can fight and not even have batteries. Dude.
Basically, you get your figurine within range of another figure.
And it jumps on top of the other.
No.
Stabs it with a
knife. No. You roll the number of dice that is on his attack card.
Ah.
You count the number of skulls on the dice.
Skulls?
Yes, red skulls.
Captain America.
Actually, there is a Captain America in one of the expansion packs.
He'd be right home with Red Skull.
Red Skull's in there, too.
Red Skull's evil.
Anyway, then your opponent rolls the number of dice on their defense die.
Okay.
And they need to get as many shields as you get skulls, or else they're dead.
Captain America has a shield, too, you know.
Yeah, great. Anyway.
Yes?
Then there are special abilities, like one of the robots has this missile launcher thing.
Ooh, I have a special ability. I annoy you. It's my superpower.
I thought that had to do with water.
No, that's my other superpower. I have water powers. Anyway.
In any event...
We digress. Uh-oh, we're peaking again. That's bad. Anyway, I'm watching the signal on the device. Just never mind. Go ahead.
Sure, why not? Anyway, there's this whole backstory behind the game that has to do with a race of beings called the Kree. Not the Marvel Kree.
See, there's these aliens in Marvel called the Kree. Go ahead.
They're spelled K-R-E-E in Marvel.
In Marvel, yeah.
Here, they're spelled K-Y-R-I-E, so they're totally
wrong.
Different.
Spell it completely wrong.
In any event.
Must be a Furin game. Go ahead.
They live on Valhalla.
See, that would be weird, because that's like a Norse god's heavenish area. Go ahead.
Not here. Anyway, they live in Valhalla. They found these things called the Wellsprings.
Yes.
The Wellsprings give them great powers when they drink from it.
Okay.
And when they get their powers, they call themselves Valkyrie.
Kree. That live in Valhalla. Valkyrie.
Yeah. See, it's
you realize
funny.
That's really bad.
Anyway. Ahem. There are... 1, 2, 3, 4... I don't know. Several generals that are waging war against each other for control of the Wellsprings.
I see.
There's...